This is abbreviation for Mercedes Black Moon, Mercedes Black Moon, Blackmon. Date of birth 8/10/1998. Date of accident is 10/10/2024. Date of service is 11/26/2024. Mercedes Black Moon was involved in automobile accident on 10/10/2024 as a passenger. Chief complaints are severe pain in the neck, which is 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Radiation of the pain to the right arm. Oh, sorry. Radiation of pain to the left arm with numbness and tingling of the all fingers. Pain in the rib area on the left, as well as pain in the left shoulder to the tune of 9. And lower back pain is 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. Neck pain is 8. There is a numbness and tingling of both the buttocks, and it is painful when she bends down. The numbness and tingling is almost constant. Patient reports some weakness of the left arm. History of the automobile accident. Patient attributes all of her symptoms to the automobile accident that happened on 10/10/2024. Dictation number, sorry, the time of accident was 11:48. They're traveling in a Uber car sedan with two friends and one baby. Mercedes was occupying rear passenger on the left side, and they were traveling on 6 Mile and Hubble in the West Detroit. The accident happened as follows. The patient was reported that the car was traveling on Hubble, and they were trying to make a right turn on 6 Mile while they were rear-ended two times on a high speed by a truck that was going crazy and mad, and it was a hit-and-run accident. They were wearing seatbelts, airbags did not deploy, there was no loss of consciousness. It was a hit-and-run accident. And the police arrived at the scene and ambulance arrived at the scene. Regarding the damage to the car, there are no pictures available. And the rear of the car is damaged completely, but there was no windshield damage, no glass damage, no damage to the internal parts of the car like headrest or dashboard or steering wheel. Patient has been asked to provide the pictures of the car and police report to incorporate it in the records. History of presenting illness. Patient reports that she is suffering from the following symptoms. Headaches that are all the time, on and off, but they vary from 5 to 9. And they are mostly located to the front and the left temple. And they are severe. They occur 2 to 3 times a day. They are sensitive to light, but not sensitive to noise, and they are off and on, severe. No associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Symptoms of TBI that are reported are as follows. Patient is suffering from dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the left ear, loss of balance, loss of concentration, nightmares, blurred vision. Patient denies any loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, loss of consciousness, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus. The patient denies any nausea, vomiting, spots in the vision or loss of vision field. Our patient doesn't have blurred vision after the accident, and the eyes are painful. Denies any sudden anesthesia, sleep disturbance. Patient further denies any anxiety, depression, panic. There is no difficulty walking, fatigue, incontinence of the bowel or incontinence of the urine. However, the patient does report some weakness and numbness and tingling of the left arm. Regarding the pain syndrome, pain is present, continuous several times a day, as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, aching and tender, pain is located in the neck is 8, lower back pain is 6, left shoulder pain is 9, and patient can maximally lift her arm in abduction up to 90 degrees on active motion and forward flexion. Pain in the left lower chest is reported. No shortness of breath is reported. Shooting numbness and tingling of the left forearm and numbness of tingling of all the five fingers is reported. Overall, the pain varies from 9 to 10 and ADLs are affected 9 to 10. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by bending, coughing, standing, lying down, and improved by sitting and medications and resting. And rest. Regarding the past treatment, patient says she went to the emergency room, Simon Grace Hospital, on the day of accident, and the chest X-ray was done. Since then, she has seen no doctor, no physical therapy, no chiropractic, no other treatment she has been provided. Please review the record for the system review. Past surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment status, legal status, and personal history, and ADLs. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 135 over 85, pulse 75, pulse ox 100, height is 4'11", weight is 120, 26-year-old African-American female, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, sitting comfortably, well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good, but patient doesn't appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain faces. Patient does not appear anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Intestinal hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive devices. Gait is normal, non-antalgic. Rest of the exam is from the template, including the musculature examination, neurological examination. In the musculature examination, please mention that there is a spasm in the tenderness of the left supra and infraspinatus, and the tender trigger point is noticed in the upper trapezius on the left at the junction of the neck to the shoulder. It's a rebound, reproducible tenderness. Rest of the muscles are found to be normal except in the paravertebral muscles L1 to L5 as a spasm. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, pelvis is from the template. Spine tenderness is present in the bilateral SI joints and L5 S1. Two plus hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine. Forward flexion is 30, extension is 40, but bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 40. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 10, bilateral rotation is 20. Maneuvers to identify replicates of the paint. The Hoffman sign negative. Purling is negative. Lermit test is negative. Distraction test negative. In the thoracic spine, Slump test is negative. Roos test negative. Lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees bilaterally. Cross leg raise test positive bilaterally. Beggar test negative. Kent test is negative. Bevinsky sign is negative. SI joint, bilateral SI joint. Attended with positive paper test, positive Gunsling test, bilateral. Standing flexion test, ilia compression test, distraction test is negative. Examination of the extremities except for the left shoulder and left arm and left wrist, rest of the extremities are normal. Normal right upper extremities and both lower extremities are normal. Examination of the left shoulder reveals a normal appearing shoulder with tender and spasmic supra and infraspinatus tendon at the insertion for the left shoulder. Range of motion is limited to 90 degrees maximum on active motion, beyond which patient experiences severe pain in the rotator cuff region. There are no fractures, dislocation, or any laceration contusion to be identified. The grip is slightly poor, motor power is 4/5. Hawking Kennedy test was found positive. MTB Aitken test is positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. Speed test is positive. Near test is positive. Examination of the left hand and wrist. No swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer, wound, fracture are found. Color of the skin is normal. No atrophy of thin or prominence. Range of motion is normal. Reflexes are normal. Grip is normal. Motor power 4/5. The carpal tunnel compression tests are positive. Fallon sign and Kinnell sign. Diagnosis. The diagnosis is as follows. Simple V8 9.2 X60. CNS R51, R42, F41, 32.9, S09.90XA, nerve M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43. 0.432D. Left. Left wrist pain M25.531. Left hand pain M79.642. Left side carpal tunnel G56.02. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20. 54.12, S13.4XXL. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5XXL. M46.1, M54.17. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan. Physical therapy is ordered to affect the left shoulder, neck, and the lower back, both SI joint, trapezius joint, trapezius muscle, paravertebral muscle spasm, all to be addressed by massage, traction, ecotherapy. Disability, patient is found disabled for work, housework and transportation. DME, patient is provided with back brace for further healing, neck brace for further healing, tension for muscle spasm. The patient is advised to have an injection of toradol for severe pain that she is suffering, and also injection to the supra and infra left shoulder and trigger point to the left trapezius. Patient agreed. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referred to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records, none are available. Medical records, none, not available. However, we have requested the records to come for the ER visit at the hospital that the patient went to. Sign address hospital. Interventional pain procedure, only injection of trigger point to the left trapezius at the junction of neck to the shoulder, and the injection of the supra and infraspinatus tendons. For further healing is provided. Injection of toradol is provided. Patient provided consent. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care and caseworker, none. Investigation. No new investigation is being ordered at this time. Patient will be seen next month in 15 days, and then further decision will be made. Education is yes. Weight disability, yes. Follow up visit 15 days. Regarding the indirect contact, yes. Regarding the medication, patient was provided with Mobit 7.5 milligram twice a day. Flexeril 7.5 milligram twice a day. Proteinix 20 milligram twice a day. Allovil 50 milligram at night. Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day. Mobic is for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril for muscle spasm, Protonix for stomach protection, Allovil for GAD disorder and sleep and pain relief, Neurontin is for headache relief. Narcotic medication, Tylenol with codeine number 4 was provided for further pain relief. A procedure was done. First, injection toradol 60 milligram, 2 cc's. Intramuscular was provided. Intramuscular was provided to the left arm. Sorry, to the right deltoid muscle. After the patient demanded pain relief and after she signed a consent, the injection was done successfully. Entire needle was withdrawn. 3 cc syringe was used with 2 cc's of toradol. IM after withdrawing for no blood return. Band-aid was applied. Patient tolerated the injection very well. The next is injection of supraspinatus and infraspinatus muscle of the left shoulder. They were done according to the protocol. 3 cc's of dexamethasone and morphine was used 0.5% to each of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus. Indications are based on the physical finding and history. Patient is suffering from severe pain in the left shoulder with inability to lift beyond 90 degrees. Severe pain was located in supra infraspinatus tendons, and the patient has positive Hawking kinetic test. The third injection was a trigger point injection in the trapezius muscle at the junction of the neck to the shoulder in the middle fibers, where a trigger point was noticed as a reproducible tenderness. And it was quite painful. The injection of 3 cc's of dexamethasone with morphine was provided. It relieved the pain completely. Thank you.